of the youth and the Muslims in general wasting their time for things which are not of major benefit, as it was mentioned here. No, it is of benefit, and it's important to know who's on and who's off, and who you should take from and who you shouldn't take from. And you have the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he mentioned وَإِمَاتَةَ الْأَذَى عَنِ تَرِيقِ صَدَقَةً, where the Prophet said, removing the harm from the path is sadaqah. And Sheikh Abdul Razak bin Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, he said, if removing something harmful from the path of the person who is walking, is sadaqah, then there's no doubt that removing the bid'ah from the path of the Muslim is even greater. So that's something of importance. But what the issue is it befitting that a Muslim spends his day and night about knowing who's on and who's off? No. A portion of his time is for that. Another portion of his time is for his ibadah. Another portion of his time is for reading about the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah. Another portion of his time is about reading about fiqh. Another portion of his time is about teaching his family. And you have some individuals, they're very up to date. They're very informed about present day affairs, but they're not teaching their families. So there's no doubt it's important that the believer takes from his time, and he realizes that the shaitan is going to try to distract you in any way. So he might try to, the shaitan might try to encourage you to do something of minor benefit if he knows that you're leaving something of major benefit. He's going to come from any direction that he can get you. So if he says to you, for example, spend your time day and night on this particular issue, but he knows by doing so, you're going to leave off knowledge, and you're going to leave off ibadah, and you're going to leave off the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then he would do so. And we fall into those traps of the shaitan. The shaitan comes to an individual with good, and the shaitan comes to an individual with evil. So it's very important that a person realizes there has to be a balance. Just like the scholars of the past, and we've seen it from our scholars of the present, that these individuals teach day and night. They teach books of Aqidah, they teach Sahih Bukhari, they teach Sahih Muslim, and they teach their families, and they are involved in ibadah, and they warn from the people of innovation. So this is something that important, that a person has to have a balance.